People here are terrified of the M23 armed group. When its fighters attacked army positions near the town of Sake, thousands of the people living there fled.
We saw the M23 appearing and a woman was shot. Everybody is leaving the area and running away.
M23 is widely understood to be a proxy of neighboring Rwanda. Democratic Republic of Congo's army says it's fighting Rwandan soldiers. Rwanda denies backing the group. More than 500,000 people have fled M23's advance in the last 8 months. The people here are walking to the nearby provincial capital of Goma, which M23 has nearly surrounded.
This wooden scooter is called a chukudu. It's a common means of transport in the villages and the hills around Goma. It's used for carrying agricultural produce and sacks of minerals down into the town. But today, it's being used by this boy to carry whatever he could grab as he's fleeing his home.
Many people here say they don't understand why the government hasn't done more to support its forces and stop M23's advance.
The rebels just appeared in our village and we heard the gunfire and bombs, so people started leaving and running away. Even the soldiers were also running away with us.
Down the road, in Goma, some fleeing soldiers were rounded up by military police and sent back to the front line. Heavier weapons arrived to help the fight. Rwanda says Congo's using foreign mercenaries. Congo says it's hired former French soldiers as military instructors. The army says it repelled the attack and forced its enemy back up into the hills, but still within the range of its artillery. The residents of Sake are left wondering if it's safe to go home and if or when M23 will attack again. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera, Bulengo, Democratic Republic of Congo.